The state's state assembly's Committee on Health met yesterday, and the topic on the agenda was abortion. There were five separate abortion-related bills getting their first round of debates. The bills include a ban on abortions being done because of the race, gender, or disability. Another would sentence doctors to a lifetime in prison if they failed to provide medical care for a baby born after an abortion attempt. Chamaine Mills covers health for WPR News. Chamaine, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. Glad to be here.
Well, you write in your piece on this, this comes amidst a lot of laws in other states being brought into legislatures. This is part of a trend that Wisconsin is now taking part in.
That's right. These bills aren't proposed in a vacuum. You have a number of laws, like the one proposed here by Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point. That's been proposed in other states, and there are legal challenges. And then the most recent is Georgia's governor recently signed the so-called heartbeat bill, which would outlaw abortion at 6 weeks at a time when many women don't even know they're pregnant.
Let's look at some of the specific legislation. Let's start with one that was authored by Senator Teston. It's a bill dealing with abortions that its author calls discriminatory, decided on the basis of a baby's race, for example, a disability status, a gender, I believe. Here's Republican Representative Barbara Dietrich talking about why she supports this legislation.
Additionally, I want to say that a child should not be eliminated due to race, color, origin, ability, gender, because it's really equivalent to discrimination in the womb.
So talk a little more, Chamaine, about what this bill would do.
Well, there would be civil penalties for those doctors who perform an abortion and can show it was for reasons based on traits like sex, gender, what the author of the bill mentioned, or a congenital deformity. And these penalties would not be criminal. People like the patient or her parents could sue the doctor. So it's not aimed at women, the authors say, but doctors.
All right, that's one of the five pieces of legislation. I want to go through some of the others. Can you tell us about legislation that would require doctors to provide care for babies that survive an abortion attempt?
Well, this basically, according to its critics, is redundant for laws we already have. In other words, doctors have an obligation to provide care, but this specifies that they would have to give the same care to an infant born after an abortion as they would any other infant. And that's why supporters say it's needed to clarify current law.
And what kind of penalties are involved in this law?
They're actually pretty strict. A doctor could face life in prison if found guilty of not providing adequate care to a fetus that survives an abortion.
That's the second one. A third bill deals with chemical abortions. What would change there?
Well, a doctor would have to tell a woman that she could reverse the abortion midway through. So you take a chemical. It's a two-step process. You take one medication. And it's at that point, supporters say, women should be told that if you change your mind, you want to reverse this, do not take the second medication. However, even supporters like Heather Weininger from Wisconsin Right to Life said it doesn't always work. So how reversible it is a matter of question.
And then the other bills involve certification for doctors who are part of the medical assistance program, doctors, if they also, as part of their practice, provide abortions.
Yeah. This bill is aimed at Planned Parenthood, but it also could affect hospitals that perform abortions. And that's why there's two bills, and the authors say they'll need to iron out the differences because, of course, hospitals don't want to lose any Medicaid money. But even if this were to pass, it still requires a federal waiver because it involves federal money. The Medicaid program is both state money and federal money. So it's not a sure thing. But it's Republicans trying to take money away from organizations that provide abortion, like Planned Parenthood.
Talking to Chamaine Mills, reporter for WPR News, about legislation reviewed by an assembly committee yesterday, five different bills related to abortion issues. Democrats raised concerns about a lot of these. I want to give a listen to Democratic Representative Deborah Colstie.
I am concerned that there's a motive other than just hearing these bills. But anyway, these bills have been heard and didn't pass. So why today five bills?
So what other kinds of concerns do we hear from Democrats and other critics of these bills?
Well, in particular, the bill we just discussed, if you take away Medicaid funding from Planned Parenthood, someone or some organization has to pick up the slack for cancer screenings, sexually transmitted disease testing, contraceptions. So Republicans say, well, we have plenty of health clinics. We have federally qualified health centers or community clinics. They can pick up these extra patients. And Democrats contend, no, there's just too many people who rely on Planned Parenthood. They just can't be shifted to these other clinics, especially in rural areas.
Now, what's Governor Evers said about these bills so far?
Well, he hasn't talked a lot about all of the bills, but he has spoken out about the most prominent one, as has our president, Donald Trump, and that was the so-called Born Alive bill. And Trump characterized it as executions, which was roundly criticized as false. And Governor Evers weighed in, calling this blasphemy, and he said he will veto it. So you can expect, if it reaches his desk, it would not be signed.
Now, this is a first step, an Assembly Health Committee looking at these five pieces of legislation. What do we know about next steps on these?
Well, apparently they're going to vote tomorrow, the committee. And once the committee signs off on it, it could go to the floor as early as next week. Maybe not all of them, but the most prominent ones. So, and that being the so-called Born Alive bill. So it's on the fast track.
That's the Assembly side of things. Before it went to Governor Evers for a possible veto, the Senate would have to get into it. Have they put any of these on the table yet?
The Senate leaders have indicated they support these bills, but they haven't set out a time frame or said when they would take it up.
All right, Chimane, thanks for sharing the latest with us.
Thank you.
That's Chimane Mills, health reporter for WPR News, with us today to talk about a series of abortion-related bills that got their first hearing in the state assembly yesterday.